Grace to you and welcome to the DDP. I'm Paul White. It's the 24th of November, and I am going to begin to really tackle the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians today. We introduced the transition yesterday between 12:31, I show you a more excellent way, and 13:1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. So the more excellent way would be to love. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit is not the gifts. The gifts are parceled out by the Holy Spirit as He wills. That's 1 Corinthians 12:11. As He wills. It's Him doing it as He wants to, giving them in the measure in which He wants to some one gift, to some another ministry, to some another activity. But the fruit of the Spirit is the byproduct of the Holy Spirit living in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit are those things that grow out of us as we relax in the Holy Spirit and allow Him to do what He wants to do. And the fruit of the Spirit is not something that you ask for. You go and say, I want this in greater quantity. But it's the working and operation of the Spirit. Listen to what the fruit sounds like from Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. The law cannot make any of these happen. The law has nothing to do with the production of the fruit. The workings of grace through the finished work of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, brings these fruits to bear. These are the fruit that show up in every believer. I don't mean we walk in perfect love or we're always gentle, but the work of the Spirit in us is love and joy and peace and long-suffering, etc., etc. So when Paul transitions you from the gifts, ministries, and activities of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, he takes you to the more excellent work of the Spirit, the fruit, the chiefest of which is love. And Paul, this is not the first time Paul has identified love as the chiefest. He does that in Romans, and it's one of those passages I love to point out from Romans 13, where Paul says, owe no man anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law, Romans 13:8. Romans 13:10, love doesn't harm a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. These are the same kinds of things that chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians is going to bring out. So Paul puts the highest possible thing as love, that which is supposed to be coming out of us. The Old Testament application is one that you've heard me use before. In the Old Testament, the high priest had around the hem of his garment a series of bells and pomegranates, not real pomegranates, but a piece of fruit fashioned out of cloth. And it was a bell and then a piece of fruit, a bell and a piece of fruit. And this was the audible evidence to Israel that the high priest was doing his job, because he never sat down. And so as the priest moved, the little bells around the hem of his garment would ring. And as they would hit those little pieces of fruit, they would give out a clear signal that the priest was on the move. Work was being done. To the fruit of the Spirit versus the sound of the Spirit, the bells versus the pomegranate versus is wrong, but I'm just putting them up with one another. Let's say it that way. Let's say the fruit in conjunction to the bell. That's better. The fruit existed to give the bell something to make noise against. Take the fruit out, and all you had were bells clanging against one another on the garment. So the gifts, the activities, and the ministry of the Spirit are incomplete without the pomegranate that hangs in between, without the fruit. The fruit is what gives it its clarity. Love is what gives the word of wisdom its clarity. It's what gives the word of knowledge its clarity. It's what gives the gifts of healing. You get the point. That's Paul's point. I could speak in tongues. I could have the gift of prophecy, wisdom, and knowledge, and faith. I could give things to the poor and give my body sacrificially. Those are all of the things he brings up in verses 1, 2, and 3. But if I don't love, then I'm a sounding brass or a clanking cymbal. I'm the high priest's bells hitting against one another without the fruit. I'm nothing, and I'm profited nothing. Those are the things he says I am if I don't do these things in love. So Paul's more excellent way is love people. I think for many years there was a heavy emphasis, maybe even for multiple generations, on the gifts of the Spirit, particularly, of course, in the Pentecostal and charismatic circles, real heavy emphasis on the gift. And I think the message of grace has brought an emphasis back to the fruit of the Spirit, allowing the fruit to come forth in your life. And I think that as that fruit ripens in people's lives to where love becomes their impetus for movement, then I think there will be a clearer sounding bell. I think there will be a return to certain aspects of the gifts of the Spirit. I don't think we've left the gifts of the Spirit, but I think there'll be a return to emphasis on them when we get love. And that balance is toughy to swing because people get infatuated with gifts, ministries, and activities. And it becomes more enjoyable to sit around and function in gifts, ministries, and activities than it does to love people. And you can become judgmental and cold and hard. And that's the danger. And I think Paul saw it. And that's why he said there's a more excellent way. Yeah, I can do all of these spiritual things but not have love. I'm a waste of noise. I am nothing, and I'm profited nothing. I don't grow, you don't grow, no one grows if we continue down that road. And then comes all of these things love is and is not, namely verses 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And rather than just break them down, I want you to think about this. This is going to tell you what love does and what love is. And I want you to correlate that with the fact that 1 John chapter 4 says, God is love. And if God is love, then what we need to do, that's 1 John 4, 8, by the way. What we need to do is figure out what love is. God is love. Love is what? I did a sermon several years ago. You can find it on YouTube. And if you want some good homework before tomorrow's podcast, go listen to the sermon we posted. Go to PWM on YouTube and just search for God is love and love is, dot, dot, dot. Because what I do in that message is take that 1 John 4, 8 and then plug that into all of the things God must be if God is love. We'll do that together tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.